James is here with us again. Another game with Excalibur Games. This one from Minsk Works. This is Jalopy, so this is maybe one of the better known ones. Do you want to give us an overview of Jalopy?
Sure. So Jalopy is set in the former Eastern Bloc. And it's actually about getting less about the driving and more about getting from point A to B and actually managing your car. So you can get under the hood and you can refuel. Sometimes you'll get your tires punctured and you have to select tires for the right weather and things like that. So it's a lot about managing your car and keeping it healthy.
What's happening as you're progressing? Are you going through a story like you're going from... What's happening while you're going along?
So we've actually just added the uncle in an update who has been in the game previously, but he just stays at the tutorial with you. But now you can speak to him and you can choose for him to come along with you if you want.
Okay.
And what he actually does is he narrates the journey as you go. So as you go, he'll point out things in the environment, like monuments, and he'll speak about his experience in the Eastern Bloc. So with this new update, which came out this past Tuesday, we actually just added a narrative in that way, yeah.
Is it based on anywhere in particular, or is it more like a fictional Eastern Bloc?
There's different... it's not based on any cities in particular. It's not that specific, but there's different areas for Bulgaria, Hungary, Turkey, and... they're all, because the environments are actually procedurally generated as well, but we have different art assets and styles that come into play when you're in each different country, because you can cross a border and you have to show your passport and things like that as well.
So your journey will change, if it's procedurally generated, your journey changing each time.
Yeah. And when you boot up the game, you open a book and you can pick from three routes.
Okay.
And then you can sleep at motels and then you can carry on. Your journey is different every time. So you'll see similar art assets and style differentiating the countries, but the actual route itself is going to be different every time you play.
What's the development plan with the game now? Where do we go from here?
So this is one of the later final content updates, and we're still going to be updating the game, but we're not announcing a final release date just yet.
No release date
but,
yet.
Not just yet. But
it is available. You can get this now.
Yeah, it's available in early access on Steam, and we're nearing the end of the early access period, but we don't have a hard release date just yet.
Is it going to be available on other platforms? Maybe.
Not at the moment. We haven't ruled it out, but we don't have any ports in the pipeline at the moment.
Okay. Where can people find out more about the game?
You can find out more on Steam. So you can add it to your wish list and you'll get notified whenever we update anything.
Oh, you can buy it on Steam already.
Yeah, you can buy it on Steam, even better. we have Facebook pages, Twitter page, and you can also follow Excalibur on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more news.
Okay, thank you, James.
Okay.